Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday and every weekend evening, usually at 6:30, 8, sometimes 9:30, sometimes 10 or 11. And tonight the topic is going to be a topic very close to my thinking and heart, books and their value, and my books more specifically. Let me give you an indication of the nature of this show. This show has a literary component. I very much am dedicated to reading great books such as War and Peace, Paradise Lost, Pilgrim's Progress, T.S. Eliot. And this show is dedicated to the great literature of the past, German, French, Russian, American, and English. Second, this show is a Christian or has a Christian orientation, and I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to abandon that position. And Jesus is Lord and saves us from our sins should we choose to take advantage of that particular offer. He still calls us as he called the disciples from the boats in the Sea of Galilee, saying, come. He still asks us to come, wants us to come, wants us to be with him and share his love and joy in heaven with the saints and the angels and archangels and the Trinity itself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Next, this show has a political component. I'm a conservative, but on the other hand, I follow Christ in my ideas and thoughts. I'm very concerned with the poor and underclass people in the world. I have great concern for them because Jesus himself took on poverty, was poor, and identified himself with poor people and sinners, for want of a better word. Next, I'm going to give you an indication of that, a little bit about the show. Now I'm going to go into me and how I interpret this show for the world. This show is a politically incorrect show. That is to say, the show is not concerned with media falsehood, media lies, etc. None of those things. It's not concerned with anything like that, with political rhetoric. It's concerned with honest discernment and intellectual honesty and getting at the truth through facts and thinking. That is what this show is concerned with, is what I'm concerned with. And I arrive at this through reading great books, and most of all, through reading Holy Scripture, which is the source of my knowledge. As Mortimer Adler said in his How to Read a Book, the Bible is the foundation of Western literature. He also said that images, such as television and computers, and et cetera, are drugs, as compared to print and books, which I'm going to get into a little later. Next, I am going to talk about my two radio shows, my podcast show and my blog talk radio show, which have a wide international audience. Over 4,400 people have visited my podcast site, and people from Saudi Arabia and many, many Muslim countries visit blog talk radio as well as the podcast show. I welcome all faiths. I welcome all people. I welcome all races. I welcome all thought streams. I welcome everyone. Because Jesus himself, I know, loves them intensely beyond belief, wants them to be saved, and wants them to be with him. I see the face of Jesus in every race, every person, every nation, and every unborn and born. I see him all over in the faces of the humanity I apprehend. Next, I have written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. I'm going to get into this a little later in the show. My Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, which interprets the 41 parables of Christ. The words of Christ cannot be understood and thought about more deeply than possible. His thinking is so beyond our mortal ideas and thinking. What he offers us is beyond belief in terms of our grasping and understanding it. Hopefully, we'll think about it. Next, I've written a book on the Psalms, all 150 Psalms. The Psalms are the manna of the church. John Donne, the great English poet, said they are the bread of life, so to speak. The Psalms are great Hebrew Jewish lyric poetry. They are great poetry. They are great thinking. They are great spiritual components. They can't be read enough. When I was a kid, I read them in Sunday school, the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm. I memorized them. And to this day, I read the Psalms in Hebrew in seminary, where I went to school, Princeton Theological Seminary. I have an MDiv from that school. And I read the Psalms, at least some of the Psalms in Hebrew. They're very beautiful, very spiritual, very inspiring. You can't read the Psalms enough. They are the voice of Christ and the voice of God through the ages. Next, I am writing 4 blog books on my blogs. These are literary and religious blogs and political blogs. I'm preparing 4 books on those blogs. I'm also preparing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm also preparing a book on the book of Job, eventually. Job is a great book. He was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish. But the book of Job shows God testing Job with various tests. It's a great book. It's a stirring book. It's a book well worth reading many times over. I also have written a book on family law practice, well, at least part of a book on family law practice, called The Family Law Practice, edited by Merrill Sobey, a Pace University law professor. And I have written a chapter in that book on paternity. It has been widely sold all over the United States, North America, and the world. If you look, I think it's a good book. I believe my chapter has some value. I've also written a book called Res Gestae on evidence and Bender's Consolidated Evidence. I've written a book on pretrial motions and pretrial motions in criminal law in my New York Jurisprudence, a legal encyclopedia. And I have also written a law review in the Syracuse Law Review, a 90-page law review article on criminal procedure, which has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and many, many libraries all over the North America, South America, and the world. And many, many federal institutions have bought this book. I also have written two Albanian journal articles on the sex discrimination, sexual orientation, and the educational system. And these books have been bought by the State Department, as well as the United States Supreme Court, which also bought the book on Syracuse Law Review. And all 3 of these articles have been bought by the State Department. I'm preparing other books in the future. I enjoy writing. And I'm going to make a few comments about books, because books are something that I love and that I wish we cannot know more about or cannot know more, understand more about. They are the fruit of the past great thinkers in the world. And I that's why I read them, because I want to know. And I don't believe that outside of books you can, in fact, really have any kind of knowledge. You will get some surface image from television, from computers. You'll get a surface. All you'll get is a surface outside of print. Print provides an in-depth thinking. Now, that thinking is absent in television, in computers. That thinking is empty outside of print. Great books are books which we should all read, because their greatness has been tested by time. Let me name a few. A Passage to India by E.M. Forster. Howard's End by E.M. Forster. 2 fantastic and great books. Think about another one. John Milton's Paradise Lost, in which he identified the fall of man in Genesis 2 as a critical thought, the critical historical event. He was right. He wrote this when he was blind. As he wrote Paradise Regained and Samson and Agonistes, he wrote these great, great works in darkness and blindness. That was the extent of the tremendous depth and strength of John Milton's mind. To read Paradise Lost is to read something you will never, ever forget. I don't think so. Next, I would like to name some other books. War and Peace, Resurrection by Tolstoy, War and Peace, Anna Karenina, three great books. And yet I say Moby Dick by Melville, another great book. Dickens' Christmas Carol, another great book. Trollope's novels on Victorian England, great books. These are all fantastic books. Henry James' books, every one of them are well worth reading and understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, without these books, these great books, their greatness has been tested, but in the test of time, our world is in darkness. Let me say this. I'll say this. I'm convinced of this. I know it. I adhere to it. A world without books is a world in essential darkness. It is in a satanic mode, essentially. Without the books I mentioned, we are lost. Our society is lost. These books that I mentioned as a member of my brother, I can name others, T.S. Eliot, a great writer. I can name others. Chaucer, a great poet. Edmund Spenser, a great poet. I can name others, many others, that you should not miss, because these books have been tested and vetted by time, and they are able to raise us up. Great books raise you up. As Mortimer Adler said in his book, very great books, How to Read a Book, great books raise you up. They raise up your thinking. They raise up your perspective. They make you something more than you presently are when you read these books. Ladies and gentlemen, read these great books I mentioned, and I have written 10 books, and I think they're pretty good. Look into them. Essays on the Christian Worldview, I think a very significant book which is bought by many libraries across the world. Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, again, a good book written by libraries across the world. Again, a book on the parables, bought by libraries across the world. A book on the Psalms, again, has been bought widely. And the Psalms and the parables, which I just mentioned, these writings are the words and heart and mind of Christ. It's where you'll find him. It's where you're thinking the mind of God will be found. And you cannot read it and know it more than you possibly are offered here. I also have written a book on the Psalms, on the parables. I'm preparing other books, four books on the blogs of mine, literary and religious and political. I'm preparing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I believe in the miracles because I believe the Bible to be a supernatural book. And unless you enter into the miraculous in the Bible, frankly, you're wasting your time. If you don't want to believe what's in the Bible, then go someplace else. Go to the Lions Club. Go to Ethical Culture. Go someplace where there are no miracles, where there is no God who took human form. Go someplace else, but don't go to the Bible. As I say, I plan other books, a book on the miracles in the Bible, a book on the book of Job. I'm working on four blog books based on my blogs, literary, religious, and political. Four books are coming out of these blogs. I think you'll enjoy them. And again, I say this, and I can't say it often enough. Books are the route to thinking and knowledge. And the older books, much more so than some modern piece of work, which has really not been vetted. It is only in the great books of the past that we can reach the level that we are capable of. These people who wrote those books were geniuses. Their books have passed the test of time. I don't choose to ignore geniuses in my life. These are the people that mean something to me. What they write means something to me. And I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, print is the ultimate test of intellectual activity. Without books, without print, we are doomed to be in comic books. We are doomed to be in picture books. We are doomed to be on television shows. We are doomed to all the nonsense our society imposes on people for commercial reasons. These are great books that I mentioned. I've just mentioned some of them. And I can mention others such as Dickens and Thackeray. such as Henry James, such as many others I can mention that are equally great. Read them. Look into them. Take your time to read these books. They are the books that mean something that will transform you from your ground level thinking to the level that you are able to apprehend intellectually. Thank you very much, and I hope you've enjoyed this show. And I'll be talking about books again in a few days. I've named some of the reasons why books are important. They are terrible important, because they are the mode of raising us and making us an upper level person. If you want to be at the bottom, you can choose that. I choose in my thinking to be with the top people, not the bottom people. The bottom people do me no good. The top people and the top writers, these people do me good. They raise me up as a person, and that is why I read them, because I want to be raised. I don't want to be knocked down. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Bye.